Hello everyone, let introduce myself. My name is Nabila Nurul Natasha. In here, I want to tell you about my journal. In this week, I watch one movie and I read a fairy tale story. The first, I want to tell you about what I watch. One day, the unicorn wake up Spike to haul a winter cleaning up. Spike was shocked and he thought that later someone would clean this earth with magic power. The unicorn also explained that we were the ones who cleaned it. The unicorn also checked what it needed to bring because it was snowing outside. The next day, all the ponies were gathered and told that they would be given a vest to wear when cleaning this winter and welcoming spring. They are divided according to their team so that they work together on this task. With things like this, they help each other and encourage each other. And finally, the winter cleaning task was completed on time. And then, the next, I want to tell you about fairy tale story. There was an ant who was very diligent. He was in an ant village, which is located in the ground. It's very dark in there. Only two colors are visible. Namely, black and white. The diligent ant continued toward, never wanting to leave the ant village. "Come on, let's look for food supplies outside. Are not you tired of being in the village all the time? Take one of the ants to the diligent ant. I still have a lot of work to do. I have to finish it first," replied the diligent ant. Hearing that answer, the ant friend left the diligent ant. Diligent ants only spend their time working. Early in the morning, he wakes up, takes a shower, then goes to work. In the afternoon, he returns to the room. That goes on every day. When the food supply ants have returned, the diligent ants are still at work. They look happy. All the ants who just returned after looking for food supplies always come home with a smile. The smell of dew this morning is very fresh, especially on the green laptops side of the ant. "Honey, it's getting late. If it's not evening, I will definitely still want to be outside," replied another ant. "But the evening sky is also very beautiful. The color is orange," sighed the another ant. "What are you talking about? Green leaves, orange sky. Is it that beautiful out there?" the diligent ant finally asked. He was serious about that chatter of the ants. "That is, the leaves are green and the sky is orange." Obviously, the ant friend is diligent. "Are not there only two colors, black and white?" asked the diligent ant. "There are a lot of colors of there, not just black and white. There are red flowers, brown soil, and more," said another diligent ant friend. Hearing that, the diligent ant became serious. He was determined to go out of the village. Apparently, out there were many colors that he had never imagined.